wanted to talk about nourishing the body and nourishing the mind. In some ways, the body and mind are described as two separate things, but it is known as the body mind. The impact or the impressions, either coming up as thoughts, reflecting in the body as emotions, or maybe a physical sensation, and then processed with the mind, thoughts, then emotion. But in some ways it can be helpful at times to note the body and mind as or referring to that particular part of body-mind, just a body or just a mind. And I've been more aware of mind, the impressions, what has been taken in by the senses, we are exposed to a lot of information and advice for the body, what the body needs. We think about exercise, we think about nutrition. And I applied that to the mind as well, where, yes, on one level there is mental health, there is certain things that are good for the mind, exercising the mind, problem solving or being creative with the mind. But what called to me is the impressions left on the mind, so something more subtle, such as the things we watch. Quite often we can do many wonderful things. We can may start the day with outside in the garden, watching the sunrise, or with a meditation. But when it comes to watching someone, we may put on something that we don't realize the impact on the mind. For example, at the end of the day, perhaps, is a time when lots of people watch TV of some kind, or stream. And it may be something very violent, something that's maybe very scary. And in that moment it may be enjoyable, the mind may be captivated by what it sees. But on a deeper level, perhaps there's an awareness of the impact of that. it may be the case that in that moment the perhaps pain in the mind or discomfort in the mind, if it's been a stressful day and you want to escape into something, and I wonder if it's right to say that if the pain body wants more pain in some way in watching these sort of violent images or several days ago I listened to an audio by Eckhart, and it chimed into my initial awareness of my own mind and the nourishing the mind. He mentioned that quite often these, a lot of content, a lot of, for example, movies or TV programs are created by the pain body. And then it almost attracts other pain bodies to watch it and to, for the pain body to become activated. We get drawn in to what is being watched. And there may be huge events taking place as you're watching it. Your heart rate may increase. It may be exhilarating to watch. It may be heartbreaking to watch, but it's not saying don't watch this or watch that, but just taste what's being consumed. Because even I enjoy watching TV or streaming a program, but now there's more of a noticing of the energy behind what is being seen, how it's being created. And perhaps it's my own sensitivities as well with the mind that it's being felt more. If I started a series that contained lots of action or violence, and perhaps one or two of those days I would thoroughly enjoy it. Perhaps I would be in my own sense of pain and want to consume that, and maybe for the pain body to feed off of that as well. And then there'll be other days that I come to watch an episode and I can't stand to watch it. There's something in me that says, oh, that's something that's not. And perhaps it's in those more balanced, grounded days where there's a sense of not wanting to invite, to watch those images, to consume that sort of energy. And perhaps this can be noticed with the company one keeps, the certain energies or conversations that take place. That's something that I've been aware of as well. And again, it's probably more acute for myself in the sense of the impact it takes. So there's a more of an immediate recognition. And so we have our sense perceptions, what is being perceived, and then the mind which processes it, being goes into the mind, and then the mind and so it's just understanding what can nourish you. Or what is creating those impressions, those difficulties in the mind. it's you can take a gentle approach. Just look at the day, see the energies of how you were that day when you interacted with this person, when this happened, or this environment. Watching this or watching that. On one level, this is, it feels like it's happening on a natural level, as I've noticed, is deepening into presence and permeating presence more into the day. You know, past actions, it's past people I'd see, or past behaviours. Now it's the content that I'm consuming. It almost wants to align with that sense of recognition, of peace, of awareness. And you can see that in even certain programs or movies that are made with that presence. There's something deeper there than just the mind sort of wanting to create something exciting or some kind of drama. And certain movies where after you've watched something or music, or maybe it's a conversation with a friend, that after you feel nourished by it, you feel, or there isn't a huge residue afterwards or a huge reaction afterwards. And so as things get more challenging for me, these things have come up in an acute way, especially with conversations with people, and now it's what I'm consuming in regards to television and movies. And it's to the point now where it's, perhaps this is not just this, but other symptoms or behaviours I'm going through. It's very picky on what I on what I watch now, where before it would be very easy to pick something, yes, let's put that on and just dial into whatever was going on the screen. But now it's more difficult now. Funnily enough, there's sometimes a program I'd watch and there'll be something in there that doesn't, again, that's perhaps not wanted from that show or movie, and then I can sense perhaps there's an awareness to increase a dimmer switch of presence during that time. Maybe it'll be a time when I'll just pause or close that program or movie. So as you can see, and it's not a case of, you know, it's, I think what's worked for me is making it natural and organic, moment by moment, whatever is happening. So in the case where you do sit down, pull on a movie, and notice in that moment. And sometimes we're informed by our moods as well. You put on something, I'm not in the mood for that. I was in the mood for that yesterday, but not today. And that's maybe part of it as well. Maybe something in that that's what's not needed or wanted in this moment. And I feel like presence accelerates that process, it refines that. Before, maybe our scope was very broad, where we can consume lots of things and be okay, and as presence increases, perhaps things get more refined, the type of people we engage with or activities we do. So as of late, I've been listening to more frequency music. This also includes sound bowls as well. It's been a huge relief listening for me, especially with the fatigue as well, or if there's been overwhelm, anxiety or sensitivity, then it's been wonderful just closing my eyes and just sinking into those sounds. So that's been the recent thoughts coming up for me, nourishing the body, nourishing the mind. And perhaps go with what works for you. You may have the energy for a sudden upheaval of certain things in regards to nutrition, cutting things out or dropping, letting things go. Or it might be a very delicate, gentle process just to try things very, very delicately. And it's allowing your own intuition, your presence to inform you what's needed right now. It could be a piece of music, it could be something food-wise, nutrition, it could be and almost create some space from the conditioning, from our habits. And it's not going against something with willpower in that sense. It's really just sitting with what's needed. And there are, for me, it's certain times of the evening, perhaps more towards bedtime, where I feel perhaps something arise, discomfort. Maybe this could be the pain body, and it's perhaps wanting content that is perhaps out of alignment, that I'm aware that will perhaps leave me wanting more of it. Whether it's something I used to watch that comes up again now is reaction, people reacting to things, reacting to a movie on YouTube, and you can watch one and then you want to watch another, and you're kind of drawn into it. There isn't, on a deeper level, there isn't an enjoyment there on a deeper level. There is perhaps suffering there. I can sense it come up very quickly in the pain. Maybe it's the pain body or discomfort, and it wants to feed on that. So for me, there is the putting more attention during that time, or being perhaps increasing my presence during the evening time where I'm more susceptible to that. Sometimes in the morning, I've never really been on social media or looked, but there was a phase where each morning I would look at the current trending social media and read the comments, and you can imagine, fill my mind with all of these energies. And sometimes in the morning, if I was feeling very tired, I thought, I don't know how I'm going to start the day. I'm just either fatigued or overwhelmed. And again, it's that pain. It's wanting more pain, wanting to feed off of that. So just wanted to share that process that I'm going through, and See if that helps anyone else as well. I wasn't going to record today. I didn't feel I was in the place to record. Perhaps there's too much to perhaps explain, but perhaps there's some awareness of the health stuff that I'm dealing with. And then there was a small voice that said, you know, it's good to have a bit of consistency with this content. And it's a fine-tuned balance of being aware of perhaps, you know, algorithms and what works, what's currently happening, and I'm aware consistency is something that can help, or if it's not there, then perhaps that it's a bit of a strange one as well, because part of me is detached from the outcome of whatever is uploaded and who sees or doesn't see, and but there is a part of me that is aware, that does perhaps want to maximize or want to reach more of those perhaps looking for this type of content, or of course there is the simplicity of this, just recording, creating this for myself. There's no worry about having to create content based on a certain trend or what's happening now and keywords and all of that. It's perhaps we can just close out with some moments of presence, just simply being aware of this moment, perhaps allowing the awareness to notice the breathing, noticing the body. Yourself to fully rest into this moment. And there is nothing to do and nowhere to go but to simply be here. joining me,